President Museveni has hailed the outgoing ambassador of the United States to Uganda, His Excellency William W. Pope, for his service over the past years in Uganda. In a statement issued after the meeting held at State Lodge Nakasero, Museveni thanked Ambassador Pope for his service during his tenure in Uganda and commended his contribution to strengthening relations between Uganda and the United States. Museveni noted that their discussions focused on areas of mutual interest and continued cooperation between Kampala and Washington. This underscores the long-standing ties between the two nations. Ambassador Pope, who has served as the U.S. envoy to Uganda since 2023, concludes his diplomatic assignment amid his ongoing engagement between Uganda and the United States in areas including trade, security, health, education, and regional peace efforts. Museveni also wished the outgoing diplomat success in his future assignments and endeavors. The Ministry of East African Community Affairs plans to open two border points along the Busia border to ease congestion and improve trade between Uganda and Kenya. This was revealed by the First Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of East African Community Affairs, Rebecca Kadaga, shortly after her vetting by Parliament's Appointments Committee, chaired by Speaker Jacob Obothobot. Kadaga said the proposed border points at Bulwadda and Butere will help reduce delays in the clearance of goods and services currently experienced at the Busia border. She also pledged to follow up on the implementation of the East African single currency and the region's political integration agenda during her five-year term.
I'm the Minister for East Africa, so my plan is to ensure that the two remaining pillars of the treaty, the pillar on monetary integration and the pillar on political confederation, actualize during this time. But for the Ugandan, I'm planning to create two new borders, one at Rwanda and Butere. At this point, just the border at Busia, to make sure that people are able to move their goods. Also to work again to ensure that the non-tariff barriers, which have been a hindrance to us, reduce or eliminate, because they disturb our citizens, they disturb our traders and so on.